Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 9th. Great racing at Tampa. We're going to tackle the late all-stakes pick four at Tampa. And as always, this podcast sponsored by AmWager.com, a legal advanced deposit wagering company located in Kentucky, licensed in many states with great perks and other features for the better. Go to amwager.com and check it out. And while you're there, you can get the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with Race 8 at Tampa, the Challenger Stakes, Saturday, March 9th, post 3:45 Eastern. And Kelly Begg's Captain is drawn outside Flame Away, the 3-2 morning line favorite, who is a need the lead type. But inside Jay's Way, who is also a need-the-lead type. However, Kelly Begg's Captain is stretching out off a sprint while the other two have been routing. And that means Flameway and Jay's Way have little, if any, chance of having the early lead if leading jockey Sammy Camacho decides to let Kelly Begg's Captain run even a little bit from the gate to the first turn. If Flameway and Jose Ortiz want the lead, Camacho can sit second, as Kelly Begg's Captain closed from third to win last fall as well as last winter. Either way, considering Kelly Begg's Captain comes out of two big efforts over the track, both wins, with 109 and 100 Echo Base figures, compared to Flameway, who only earned an 84 in his comeback from 6 months off last month, and who faded badly after leading through an opening 52nd half mile. Kelly Begg's Captain can beat the favorite. As for Jay's Way, he either ran evenly or lost ground in his last five dirt routes in the stretch, something even Irad Ortiz Jr. may be unable to change, particularly as the horse has proven to be capable of only winning when on the lead from the start. Opening at 9-2, Kelly Begg's Captain has all the makings of a key win bet on the day. Bourbon Resolution and Longden both warrant consideration, opening at 8-1 and 10-1 respectively, particularly if Flameway runs like he has in a number of races by insisting on the early lead at any cost and Jay's Way runs similarly, but if Kelly Begg's Captain either doesn't fire or gets involved in a speed duel as well. Bourbon Resolution came back from 7 months off last month with a big sixth to first rally at a mile and a career-best 103 Echo Base figure likely to be improved upon. He won at 9 furlongs before the layoff, has a lot of talent. Longden closed from last of 10 to miss by a neck on grass last month, and two before that, one on the Tampa main track with a nice rally from 6th. Even after stumbling at the start, he's talented as well, and if able to run as well on dirt as grass last out with a 1-on-3 figure, he can post the upset. In the 8th at Tampa on Saturday, March 9th, the Challenger Stakes, 3:45 Eastern post, bet Kelly Begg's Captain to win at 5-2 or more. For only a slightly smaller amount, depending on the odds, bet Bourbon Resolution and Longden to win at 3-1 or more. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool, which helps to do the math for you. It allocates how much you want to win or how much you have to bet. Allocates based on the odds. That's free at amwager.com, among many other great features. For the exact, though, we're going to play two. Box, Kelly Begg's Captain, Bourbon Resolution, and Longden. And the other is Kelly Begg's Captain, Bourbon Resolution, and Longden overall. And now the All-States pick four. In Race 8, Kelly Begg's Captain, Bourbon Resolution, and Longden. In Race 9, Hawksmoor, Viva Vegas, Rimska, On the Moon Again, and Goodyear for Roses. In Race 10, La Feve, Mega Fortune, Winter Smart, Winter Sunset, I should say, Elsa, and Winning Envelope. And in Race 11, we're going to single win, win, win. That's a $37.50 ticket for 50 cents if all those run. If you want to take a chance, you can double it up by using all six instead of three in the first leg. Use all in the first leg. That will cover Flameway, the favorite, if he wins. Moving on to Race 9, the Hillsboro. Race 9, Tampa, Sunday, March 9th, post 4:19. Goodyear for Roses, Viva Vegas, and Hawksmoor finished 4th, 2nd, and 1st, respectively, in the nearly identical Endeavor Stakes over the course last month. And I'll try and reverse that order for profit here, although all three can win and must be used on consecutive race bets like the pick three and pick four. Goodyear for Roses, who opens at 8-1, was 6-1 in the Endeavor, in spite of having been away for 15 months. That's 15 months without a race, without a prep, running two turns in a grade three, very tough, and she ran very well in spite of that, moving from 9th to 10th early to be beaten 3 on the wire. She has a lot of improving to do. She also has as much class as Hawksmoor, who won the race, as Hawksmoor finished 2nd in a pair of grade 1s in the fall of 17, while Goodyear for Roses won the grade 2 Santa Ana Stakes at the distance of the Hillsboro in 2017 and finished 2nd in the grade 1 Gamely Stakes the same year with a 1:15 figure. And I think Goodyear for Roses is going to improve a lot, 2nd off a lengthy layoff. Viva Vegas ran on nicely from 9th and beaten half length by Hawksmoor in the Endeavor. Her second start off a layoff since last fall. She earned a career best 1:07 figure in that effort and gets a 4-pound break in the weight as she was carrying 2 more than Hawksmoor last out and is now carrying 2 less. I'm not a usual believer in weight, but if a horse was beaten a half length one day and has 4 pounds less the next time going 2 turns against a horse to beat her, the results could be reversed. Hawksmoor has earned over $1 million in her nice career, including the win last month off a 3.5-month layoff. She's won back-to-back before and can win, but I wouldn't expect her morning line of 3-1 to hold up at all, more like 7-5 she was last out. For the pick 3s and 4s, the pick 4 particularly given out in the 8th, we're going to use the Chad Brown pair of On the Moon Again on Rimska, also doubles and exactas. I'm going to try and split them on exacta tickets to not get them finished 1-2 because they're overbet. They're not much better than anybody else, but On the Moon Again led late and finished 2nd to Tougher in the Grade 1 Flower Bowl when last seen 5 months ago. Rimska, 2nd last month in the Suwannee River at Gulfstream after 2 months off. In the 9th at Tampa, the Hillsboro on Saturday, 3-9, post 4-19. Win bet. Goodyear for Roses and Viva Vegas at 3-1 or more, adding a place bet at 5-1 or more. And don't forget, when making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool like the one at Amwager. Exactas. Goodyear for Roses, Viva Vegas, and Hawksmoor over. Goodyear for Roses, Viva Vegas, Hawksmoor, Rimska, and On the Moon Again, then turn around. The other exacta is going to be Goodyear for Roses, Viva Vegas, Hawksmoor, Rimska, and On the Moon Again over. Goodyear for Roses, Viva Vegas, and Hawksmoor. If you didn't play the pick 4 starting in race 8, or if none of the contenders won, start at pick 3 here, consisting of Hawksmoor, Viva Vegas, Rimska, On the Moon Again, and Goodyear for Roses in race 9. Lefebvre, Mega Fortune, Winter Sunset, Elsa, and Winning Envelope in race 10, and Win in race 11. Moving on to race 10, the Florida Oaks. 3-year-old fillies on the grass. Race 10, post 4:50 on Saturday, March 9th. Mega Fortune not only took the turf like a duck to water last month when trying it for the first time, she was also running 2 turns for the first time and adding blinkers. Those are the reasons she won at 41 after 2 poor sprints, and the win was not a fluke, as she's bred well and come back to work really strong at Palm Meadows, 47 6/10 around the cone, 2nd best of 52. She won from the 10 posts, but gets a 2 here. 90 echo-based figure is the best last figure in the field, and the second best last winning figure in the field, and the 2nd best last race figure in the field behind Concrete Rose, who earned hers months ago. Winning Envelope did the same thing as Mega Fortune did one race before her last, which was last fall, winning a turf route off 2 sprints, her first turf race, her first 2-turn race. She drew off nicely by 5 in allowance race, then more than 4 months off, ran badly, and has been rested. Her comeback on dirt last month in the Suncoast was horrible, but it's meaningless as she moves back to grass, and that representative race on grass would make her tough if repeated. Elsa won the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante Stakes on the grass at Del Mar in November. Then 2.5 months later, was sent to post as 2-5 in the Chantel Lannery Memorial Stakes, ending up 2nd, beaten a length and a half. However, she had an excuse. Elsa was 3 wide in the first turn and 5-6 wide in the far turn and still not beaten much. Bravo gets back on, up for the win, not for the loss. And if she returns to the Durante form, she could win. In the Florida Oaks, race 10 at Tampa. Win bets. Mega Fortune, Winning Fortune, 3-1 or more. Consider an additional bet on Elsa if she's 3-1 or more post time, which I doubt. Optional doubles in this race, either if the pick 3s, pick 4s are dead, or if you just want to press. Mega Fortune, Winning Envelope, Elsa, Lafebvre, and Winter Sunset in race 10 with win in race 11. Moving to race 11, the Tampa Bay Derby at Tampa Bay Downs, post 5:25 on Saturday, March 9th. Win tries 2 turns for the first time off a strong victory in the Pasco Stakes over the track, 7 furlongs January. Neither the additional turn nor the added distance should be an issue for the son of Hattrick, whose sire is 1989 Derby winner Sunday Silence, and he's out of a dam by Derby winner Smarty Jones. Showing maturity since rallying from second in the early stages to winning his debut last November, when the win has steadily improved, he won a second start by more than six for the 99 figure, 104 won second in the Helft in December, and the career best 113 figure in the Pasco that towers over these. In the Pasco, win-win-win pulled the jockey to the lead on the turn as he easily went by three horses, was in front by two with an eighth to go before continuing to extend his margin of win by 7 1/4. I read Ortiz Jr., who's never ridden him before, takes off Gulfstream to try and get this Derby mount. Him and his agent probably watched the video and know they have something here. With a really strong workout over the track, coming into the race, best of 75 for the distance at a half mile, win-win-win could dominate this race. Two others to consider, particularly for exotics. Well-Defined, who won the Sam Davis last month, a local prep. As a two-year-old, he won the In Reality at the distance with a strong 111 figure. Went off form, finished 12th, returned to form last out. And Dreammaker, who won at 5.5 furlongs in his debut last June, out of action for 3 months. Ran badly in the Breeders' Cup, but ran really well last month. Took the two turns very nicely, ridden out with a 111 figure. In the Tampa Bay Derby, race 11, Tampa Bay Downs, on Saturday, March 9th, post 525. Win, win, win. To win. At odds of 3-2 or more, a true low odds overlay key bet. Trifecta. Win, win, win over Dreammaker and Well-Defined overall. And then win, win, win overall over Dreammaker and Well-Defined. You can play it instead of a win bet if win, win, win goes to post at really low odds. I think those are ways to play it, but hopefully we'll have the pick four live to get the favorite home with a decent price in the Tampa Bay Derby. Don't forget the written version of this Key Races and Bet podcast, which is the Key Races and Bet blog, available at amwager.com. Go to amwager, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping at Ellis Star's blog. Good luck on this big Saturday, and I'll talk to you next week.